You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by PrimeSport.
It's week 12, Thanksgiving week, and also Salute to Service week at the Broncos home game at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Remember, that's going to be a pretty big deal, and of course, Sunday Night Football with the Chiefs coming in. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me on this special holiday week edition of Mason's Mailbag. And let's waste no time. I know you want to get to your leftovers. Dive into your first question from David Thu. He asks, do you think the Broncos will have a successful running game against Kansas City? They have been so erratic this year, I never know what to expect. Well, certainly the Bucs had some success against the Chiefs on the ground last week that you would think the Broncos could be able to replicate. But like you said, the running game has been erratic, inconsistent. It was prolific against the Texans back in October on Monday Night Football, but then struggled in the weeks that followed after C.J. Anderson was lost to a meniscus injury. So, you know, it's, like you say, erratic. I don't know if it's going to succeed. Certainly, there's some pieces in place that will allow it to, but at the same time, you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, their issues, mainly on the back end, looking at Marcus Peters potentially missing this game. He's been injured the last couple of weeks. And if that's the case, you think the Broncos may try to test the Chiefs downfield and then use that to set up the run. Now, that could be effective. If they can get a vertical passing game going and open up some things underneath, it might allow for some more runs. One thing that people have mentioned, and maybe you'll see more of going forward, are runs that get outside. The Broncos have had a lot of success on the ground when they're able to get outside the tackles. Maybe that's something that you want to try to work a little bit more this coming week. There's ways that the Broncos can succeed on the ground. The question is, of course, execution. Potential change on the offensive line, maybe in the offing. Donald Stevenson, Tyson Barlow, they're practicing this week at right tackle. They're divvying up the first team reps, and we'll find out on Sunday which one's going to start, which one's going to come from off the bench. They certainly want to see more out of that position. You know, I think the Broncos can have a good game on the ground against Kansas City, but may take some other factors, like I mentioned, having the passing game get going first. Second question this week from Eddie Alvarez, asking about tight ends. And he asks, why has A.J. Derby noticeably been more involved in the passing game more than Jeff Heuerman after just being on the team a few weeks? Is Jeff not the player they want him to be? Well, certainly Heuerman has struggled to shake the nagging injuries that plagued him in training camp. Hasn't really had the kind of season the Broncos have hoped for. The other thing with A.J. Derby, very specifically, is that he is a good receiving tight end, a good underneath target, and looking at some of the routes that he ran against New Orleans, seems to do a good job finding spaces in the zone to get open. Reminds me a little bit of how Owen Daniels would find gaps underneath and could make plays in the passing game that way. They liked what Derby brought to that game. He played almost as many snaps as Virgil Green. And I would say right now it seems that Derby has passed Jeff Heuerman. Now, Derby may not be the blocker that Jeff Heuerman is. You know, Heuerman's played football for many years. Derby has as well, but he didn't take up tight end until his senior year at Arkansas. So that's holding back what he is as a blocker. But the fact that he is an effective receiving target right away, that's going to get him more snaps. And I think you're going to continue to see the rotation work out to where Derby plays quite a bit and Heuerman doesn't get that many snaps. I think the way it's looking long-term, Jeff Heuerman may face a very crucial training camp coming up in 2017 because he and Derby, they're both 2015 draftees. Same experience, same draft class. They're going to be regarded equally, I think, in terms of how they're evaluated. So, you know, Heuerman may have a very big challenge next year, especially if A.J. Derby continues to make plays. Thanks for the questions, and if you want on next week's mailbag before the trip to Jacksonville, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mace's Mailbag, or please find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Use the hashtag AskMace. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your Thanksgiving leftovers. Talk to you next week.